USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An appeals court is ordering the judge presiding over the case against retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the criminal charges against the former Trump National Security Advisor. The ruling coming down from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote. The Democrats' filibuster came after they argued the plan didn't go nearly far enough and accused Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of refusing to negotiate. Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler tells Fox News now is not the time to be playing politics.
I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our communities safe.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For the fourth time in a month, Twitter is flagging a tweet of President Trump's. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Twitter writing that the post violates the company's abusive behavior policy. The president's tweet read, "There will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force." Twitter wrote, "We've placed a public interest notice on this tweet for violating our policy against abusive behavior, specifically the presence of a threat of harm against an identifiable group." The warning is posted above the tweet and appears if users try to retweet it. The company is saying that although the tweet broke its rules, it will remain on the service given its relevance to ongoing public conversation.
A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck rural California on Wednesday. The earthquake's epicenter in Inyo County is about 220 miles north-northeast of Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Statues of former presidents George Washington and Thomas Jefferson have been defaced or torn down by protesters across the country. Where does that leave Mount Rushmore, which displays two of those presidents in huge granite in South Dakota's Black Hills? South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News she's taking steps to protect Mount Rushmore.
You know, this is obviously a federal mountain. It is a national monument. It is something that we will partner with them and use the resources of the state to make sure that we have security measures in place. I won't get into specifics, but we do have actions together that we're working on. We have the president visiting on July 3rd, and we're excited about that. But we also know that this threat to the mountain could remain in place for quite some time, and we're prepared to be there and be diligent about protecting it.
America's pastime will move forward. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns reports.
The shout of play ball will be heard once again. Major League Baseball players have worked out the details for a 60-game season that will start in mid-July. The last hurdle around safety and health protocols was cleared Tuesday night. Players will report for training July 1st, more than 3 months after spring training was halted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
And for more news online, you can find us at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.